This little boy is one picture of AIDS. World health officials are hoping that this picture can be replaced by this one. A child being tested for AIDS, so treatment can begin early if the tests are positive. As the AIDS pandemic spreads, public health officials want more focus on preventing new infections. Yet the World Health Organization reports HIV prevention programs are not reaching people most at risk. The World Bank helps countries develop HIV prevention programs. Yet Deborah Work Zaudi, director of the bank's HIV/AIDS program, says many countries ignore their citizens who are most at risk.
If the evidence in a specific country shows the epidemic is driven by commercial sex work or injecting drug use, any country who is responsible for the welfare of its population should primarily focus on these population groups before the epidemic spreads to the general population.
The World Health Organization says even limited resources that target at-risk populations have high returns on the investment. In China, programs focused on sex workers show increased condom use and decreased rates of sexually transmitted diseases, HIV included. The WHO reports an increase in the number of HIV cases in Asia and Latin America through homosexual transmission. Yet the International Health Agency says prevention programs are not reaching these groups. In Russia, the disease spreads mainly through drug users who share needles. 2 years ago, Joanne Chetta, then with the Human Rights Watch, projected an increase in the number of HIV cases in Russia.
Without any kinds of good prevention policies, good investment in what we know works, it really could get very bad here very fast.
The United Nations says drug users account for 3/4 of the HIV/AIDS cases in Russia. About 1 million Russians are infected with HIV/AIDS. The UN predicts by 2020, that number could jump to 14.5 million. Africa still remains the epicenter of the AIDS pandemic. And many Africans do not know about safe sex practices. But the news is not all bad. In many countries, the number of young people infected has dropped since the year 2000. Experts in HIV/AIDS want to promote programs that could reduce the spread of the virus that causes AIDS. These programs include greater use of condoms. Deborah Work Zaudi says condom programs target women. Another mistake.
The second mistake we did is we never focused on men. If you see many of the prevention strategies in many of the hard-hit countries, it is telling the vulnerable, don't do this, do that. So these are the two things in my mind which has fueled the epidemic, especially in Eastern and Southern Africa.
Empowering women is critical in the effort to stop AIDS. Programs that provide small loans to women so they can start their own businesses do just that. A few years ago, VOA met Brenda, a former prostitute who found out that she had HIV.
I couldn't tell anybody. I told my friend, right? I stayed at home a week. I couldn't go to work. I was just crying.
With financial support from the community, Brenda and other women were able to raise vegetables and chickens and sell them. Brenda also works in the group's office. A recent study shows giving women small business loans and training them on gender HIV issues reduces their chances of getting AIDS. Yet another prevention program includes male circumcision. Circumcision reduces men's chances of getting AIDS. There is still no AIDS vaccine, and until there is, countries need to help those with the greatest chance of contracting the disease, even if these people are considered undesirable. Right now, this is critical to efforts to control the devastating HIV/AIDS pandemic. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
www.wangyuanglish.com